In Washington today, President Bush continued his work of assembling an international coalition to back his fight against terrorism. The German foreign minister pledged his country's support, but the president of Indonesia, the most populous Muslim country in the world, was more guarded. Megawati Sukarnoputri denounced terrorism, but she did not say whether her country would join the coalition. President Bush spoke this morning at the White House.
This is a campaign in which nations will contribute in a variety of ways. Some nations will be willing to join in a very overt way. Other nations will be willing to join by sharing information. And information in a campaign such as this is going to be incredibly important.
President Bush at the White House.
Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov was also in Washington today, while U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage held meetings in Moscow. There is talk of a possible anti-terrorism alliance between Russia and the U.S., but as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, the Kremlin has yet to say how far it's prepared to go in backing the U.S. effort.
Russia says it is already sharing intelligence with Washington on Osama bin Laden, but it may be reluctant to go far beyond that. Opinion in Russia seems unanimously against the kind of long-term engagement in Afghanistan that haunted the Soviet Union in the 1980s. As analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov explains, the Russian political establishment faces a dilemma over what exact role it should play in any U.S.-led response.
The Ministry of Defense is not sure what it's up to. The president is still deciding. The intelligence community, it looks like, is quite divided. The parliament has not yet made any decisions. For Russia, this is a very important moment.
One decision is whether Russia and former Soviet republics in Central Asia might allow the U.S. to use their airspace or military bases for raids on targets in Afghanistan. Russia still has bases and thousands of troops in Tajikistan, which borders Afghanistan. Russian lawmaker Alexei Arbatov, deputy chair of the Duma's Defense Committee, says the benefits to Russia are not entirely clear.
For Russia, this is an extremely delicate and painful issue. Russian direct participation in American military action, providing its facilities and bases, or even taking part in some of the operations, would make Russia an object of possible new terrorist attacks.
Indeed, the defense minister and the armed forces chief have said Russia has no plans to get involved militarily. President Vladimir Putin, who has the final say, remains noncommittal. In addition to his armed forces chief, Putin has dispatched the head of his Security Council to Central Asia, which Russia regards as its strategic backyard. In a televised interview tonight, Putin said nothing concrete on how far he is willing to go to cooperate with the U.S. Over the weekend, he compared the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon to the actions of Nazi Germany. While calling for restraint, he said the perpetrators must be punished and called for a global anti-terrorist effort. Political analysts like Dmitry Trenin of the Moscow Carnegie Center said Putin might be preparing the Russian public for closer cooperation with the U.S. after several years of strained relations.
I think that President Putin has decided that this is an opportunity to bring Russia and the United States in an alliance. Most people who matter in this country need not be convinced. They've got to be told in no uncertain terms what the president of the Russian Federation expects of them.
Analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov says Russia must decide its place in the international community.
In many senses, this is a time for civilizational choice to make, which can predetermine Russia's relations with the West, with the South, with the East for decades to come, maybe centuries.
Nikonov says that if Russia does stand with the United States and the West, it could gain debt relief, economic help, and a new, more equal partnership with NATO. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.